My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Christian McCaffrey is out this weekend, and my experience, this is how I'll say it, because I know you just said he's going on IR. And Christian's not going on IR yet. But my experience is, when you hear a coach and a general manager both start using those letters publicly into microphones, it is very unlikely that it then doesn't happen. So the fact that both Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch indicated today that IR is a consideration.
Right.
Signals to me that it is of the highest of likelihoods that prior to the game on Sunday, Christian McCaffrey would go on injured reserve. And injured reserve does not mean what it used to mean. It now means a minimum of 4 games, which would potentially only have Christian returning for a week 6 Thursday night tilt in Seattle. That would be, if they do it, the first time that we would potentially see Christian McCaffrey this year.
And I'm all for it. And I'm all for it because I think that when you go through 1 week of, is he going to play or is he not going to play? And we all headed into Monday night thinking, yeah, all signs point toward him being ready to go. And then boop, he's inactive last minute. It was a shock. And Jordan Mason did what he did and you won the game. And then you get into this week and it becomes, all right, he's practicing. He's limited, but he's practicing. It looks like maybe week 1 was a little bit of a blip and that he's going to be better and that he likely will be up and he'll be ready to go. And then you get to Friday and you don't even wait till Saturday. So this tells me he's not getting on the plane. So he's going to continue to stay here and do treatment here. If he was at all questionable, they would have flown him there and he would have gone through Friday and Saturday, or the Saturday walkthrough, and you would have seen on Sunday morning and you would have made the call. The fact that they're making the call now tells me that there was a setback or it's worse than they thought. And because of that, week 1, week 2, both misses, it makes sense to me to just say, you know what? We're going to take 4 weeks and really try to get you better.
Short time ago that Kyle Shanahan addressed the media. Here is how the back and forth conversation went over there at the Niners facility with regard to Christian McCaffrey.
Game injuries, Huff will be doubtful, D. Winters is questionable, and McCaffrey's out.
Does Christian need any kind of procedure or anything of that nature?
No procedure.
You said earlier in the week, IR is still not an issue.
That's something we're considering now. Yeah, yesterday was his worst day. It's on and off, but with it yesterday having the most pain, something we're going to be discussing here in the next 24 hours.
Yesterday was his worst day, and I will say something, and this is a complete layperson comment. All I have is 2 eyes, sometimes a brain, but I watched some practice footage yesterday of Christian running. Didn't look right to me. Didn't look right. I'm not in the guy's body. I didn't talk to him. None of that. So maybe he was only going at 75% on purpose or whatever, but I'm not surprised to hear Kyle Shanahan say that the pain was at its highest yesterday because I saw some practice footage and it didn't look right.
And that was the second consecutive day that he had come back. And so that makes sense where you have your first day back on Wednesday and you go through practice and you're limited. And then Thursday you try to give it a full go and you're not quite 100% and you still have the pain that Kyle's talking about in that leg and in that Achilles. And so you get out of yesterday and you wake up today and the pain's no better, and you realize that, man, I've gotten worse since Monday when I didn't play. I'm now in a worse spot than I was on Monday. So the trainers, the doctors, and Kyle and Christian, you all talk about it, and it's, you know, you're not going to play this weekend, and now we have to take a hard look at not only you for 4 weeks, what that might do to get you better, but also our roster, because you can't continue to go forward with 45 guys or 46 and a last-minute, you know, switch out.
Need another running back.
Exactly.
You're going to get another running back. I don't know who's on the practice squad or whatever. Go get another running back. So let us kind of tighten the screws here on the fly since this news just came down while we were in the midst of the crossover. 888-957-9570. Debs, I'm going to throw a question to you. Let's throw it to our listeners as well. And again, here's the premise. The only thing we know is that Christian McCaffrey is going to miss the first two games of the season. I can tell you what we also think, which is that Christian McCaffrey is going to miss at least the first five games of the season. That's what Dibs and I both think. We don't know. The consideration is underway to IR. My experience tells me when coaches start saying that publicly, that's probably going to happen because that tells you that right now, based on what the Niners are seeing and what the team doctors are saying, they don't feel very good about next week or the week after that either. So now the consideration is underway for IR, which would eliminate the first 5 weeks of the season, and obviously it could be more. So here's my question that I would love to hear an answer to from everybody. 888-957-9570. You can go to our YouTube and Twitch feeds and watch the show. You can look at the concern right on our faces and in our eyes and interact there. We'd love to chat with everybody on those platforms during the breaks and sometimes even during the shows and all of that stuff. 49ers still the Super Bowl favorite in the NFC?
Yes, right? They are. Yes, they are. And this is something that I definitely want to deliver to the audience today, my opinion on it, because everybody we talk to, whether it's T-Shay Hushmanzada or other experts and you and me and many other people around the team, Greg Cosell, the roster is, as you like to say, restaurant quality. It's Dante Adivincenzo. It's Michelin star, this roster.
I miss that name.
I do too. But this roster is that restaurant quality. Yeah. Your quarterback is top whatever in the league. All you know is that this guy goes out and wins, and you've got a head coach with a laminated play sheet that is the best in football or maybe top two with Andy Reid and his play calling. So one running back should not derail you from your overall picture of who you are. You have a very good defense. The coordinator looks to be somebody who's in tune with what the defense wants to do. You had a runner who went for a 140 last week in a lopsided home win. I don't change my expectations at all. Not one iota.
Can I follow up with another question?
Not one bit.
And again, 888-957-9570 right now. We'll take your calls right now. Are the Niners still the Super Bowl favorite? McCaffrey's out at least 2 weeks. We think it's likely he's out at least five. Who knows? Maybe more. I don't even know if he's going to play football this year.
Exactly.
There's no way to know at this point because there are people bringing up right now in front of our faces, Xfinity Mobile text line, like, how about the red flag? I see you, 925. Thanks for the text. Like, how about the red flag of the fact that apparently he started experiencing this before last year even ended, and you had a whole offseason? You skipped OTAs to get a new contract, a whole offseason, and we're still here? Why? So what tells you this will be better in October or November or December? Because it wasn't in March and April and May and June and July and August. So I have no clue where this is going.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If I had asked you this 2 weeks ago, or even 6 days ago.
Right, pre-Monday.
Prior to Monday. If I had said to you, Christian's going to miss at least 5 games, Niners still Super Bowl favorites?
Do you want me to tell you the truth?
Yes.
Or would you mind if I just, I don't know, lied to you?
I think I deserve the truth.
Well, then I'd say, are you high?
Hmm.
How high are you? So high? Cody Bellinger on a Dave Fleming call? I mean,
it's been like 25 years, but anyway, go ahead.
How high are you? Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Dib smokes Kush. That's my other favorite from film. I'm like, pre-Monday, prior to what we saw from JP Mason, I would say it's a little foolish to think that you're still Super Bowl favorites. But then we saw.
You didn't think they could win without Brandon Ayuk, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and McCaffrey's more important than Ayuk.
Yeah.
So, but having seen what I've seen after 1 week and a small sample that I'm going to hold on to, like my daughter holds her teddy bear, Koala Bear, shout out Koa. I think that they still can be. And I'm thinking about Jeff Wilson Jr., Matt Breida, and all the various running backs that they've had. I would think that Kyle Shanahan, if he gets news that McCaffrey's out for the year, which thank God he hasn't gotten that news, but if that gets to be where we go, I think he looks at this as the ultimate challenge with that laminated play sheet and the run game. They can survive it.
415 says, Dibs-lusional.
I like it.
Dibs-lusional.
That's a four.
Not without C-Mac, not favorites. Like, I do think that your answer last weekend would have been no. And is
pre-Monday. Monday at 2:30, if you would ask me. And like, I'm going to be honest with you. The answer would have been no.
Right.
Now, the liar in me wants to say, of course. Of course I still would have thought that.
But
that would be lying.
Take your comment and think about what we're all about to do. You know what happens at 6 o'clock? Grandy plays... Ladies and gentlemen,
I can't wait.
The weekend. We're going to go into the weekend. What the hell are we going to think on Monday? Because one game.
Thank you.
Probably changed 75% of our opinions. One football game. Now we've decided Niners are bulletproof. We spent all August. What if there's no Trent?
Mason on pace for 2,000 yards.
And now, everything's fine.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.